from the U.S. Who won the fifth Democratic debate? Analysis of the winners, losers, and highlights by Tara Francis Chan. For the first time in this election season's Democratic debates, the candidate who came in as frontrunner finished the evening unscathed. Pete Buttigieg, now leading in Iowa, took a couple of hard hits from fellow military veteran Tulsi Gabbard, but didn't wobble. The night's other big winner was Senator Kamala Harris, who came into the Wednesday debate in the opposite position, having started the campaign season strong and then fading. Harris, who has been struggling in the polls and has had to lay off staff to refocus on early caucus states, came out fighting Wednesday night. She was also part of a significant debate moment. For the first time, there were more women than men on stage, with four women candidates and an all-woman moderator panel, and their presence dominated. In the first hour, three of the top four candidates with the most speaking time were women, Senators Harris, Elizabeth Warren, and Amy Klobuchar. Of the six men on stage, Buttigieg was expected to leave tonight looking, at the very least, like he got into a schoolyard yelling match, if not battered and bruised. When Warren briefly eclipsed former Vice President Joe Biden before October's debate, nearly all the candidates, led by Buttigieg, turned on her. So when Mayor Pete leapfrogged into first place in Iowa ahead of tonight's debate, pundits were ready for a fight. All three women senators were expected to come out swinging against Buttigieg. Warren, in response to his jabs at her about paying for Medicare for all in October, Klobuchar over the issue of sexism that she intimated had favored the city's mayor, and Harris over a Buttigieg campaign misstep that saw a stock photo of a Kenyan woman used to illustrate an African-American woman on his website. And while Klobuchar and Harris did take their shots, they spent most of their early time focusing on women voters, and in Harris's case, on issues that particularly affect women of color. Women are held to a different standard. Otherwise, we could play a game up here called Name Your Favorite Woman President. They've all been men, Klobuchar said to laughter from the audience. I think every working woman knows what I mean. We have to work harder, that's a fact.